Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate? Again? Call 1-888-FARMERS instead for a quote. 1-888-FARMERS for a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that
for
data.
The news of the day, obviously, thank you, Fizz. The news of the day is that Tiger Woods was in a one-car automobile accident. Fortunately, he seems to be fine. You know, as far as there's no life-threatening injuries.
Not at this point.
Maybe two broken legs in the hospital. Had to be pried out of his car. So it was a serious accident. But it seems at this moment like, you know, his life is not in danger. And he's fine right now, though he's had surgery to repair his leg. So we will get into that. We got two guests actually coming up to talk about that with us within this next hour.
Really,
and then, of
guess.
Course,
yeah,
yes. And then, Rob, it is what?
A trash talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
That's right. Trash talking Tuesday. Go ahead.
Anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready and come correct. All right. Before we go there, though, Rob, there now are reports coming out that teams around the NFL, several, have contacted the Seattle Seahawks about Russell Wilson. You know, and good for them. If I sense that a top-flight quarterback is unhappy and could be available, you got to do your due diligence. And so they've been calling the Seahawks, and word is that the feeling is that Russell Wilson could be had for 3 first-round picks. Russell Wilson could be had for 3 first-round picks. Some feel like that's the starting price. So maybe couldn't be had for that, but that's where you better come in first. 3 first-round picks, and then we'll negotiate
from
there.
I'm sorry, but when a guy's disgruntled and doesn't want to be there, they're not going to get that.
How you know he doesn't want to be there?
Well, I'm just saying. Because of the meeting, what Hugh said.
He hasn't said, you know, though. He hasn't
But obviously there's some issue there behind the scenes that ruffled some feathers. I'm just giving like the scuttlebutt of we had Hugh Jackson on earlier, and you know, people talk, Chris. The front office can't be happy. He's going on Dan Patrick. He's making it public, talking about the offensive line, talking about this. It's just sometimes you could be like, okay, you know what? We won a Super Bowl. It's not like he was here. We never won. We went to 2 Super Bowls, could have won 2 in a row, whatever. And we don't have the Legion of Boom anymore, and we're going into a different thing. And if this guy is so hell-bent on moving on, then maybe we should just move on. I mean.
See, I hear all that. Here's my thing. I'm not trading a future Hall of Famer, a guy who already has won a Super Bowl, a guy who is only 32 years old, and could be here the next 10 years. I'm not trading him unless he comes into my office and says, I want out.
Well,
to be traded. I'm demanding a trade. I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying he's made enough noise that
I mean, if he wanted out, he should say, I want out.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys are passive aggressive, though.
I think he's frustrated. And I don't have a problem with him being frustrated. Here's my thing, Rob. Can we put on our big boy pants? Okay, my quarterback's frustrated, so I got to trade him?
No.
I mean, you've been frustrated. I've been frustrated. We are grown men. This is the NFL.
So come into the office and let's talk about it.
He went and talked to him before he went on Dan Patrick. Reportedly, he was bothered by the way they reacted. He didn't feel like he didn't like the response he got. So then he went public.
And my Chris, thing you is, sound like look, you're making excuses for him. I just
excuses
don't.
For what? Sit down and talk.
For ripping your offensive line in public. You heard everybody we've had on.
The offensive line, he's been sacked more than any quarterback
that's fine,
in history.
But everybody we've had on who either played in the league or whatever says it, or was a general manager, it's just not the best policy, Chris. It's just not.
Fine.
To put him on front street.
I'll replace all those offensive linemen
before I replace
Russell Wilson. Seriously. Because when you know who was the last franchise quarterback in Seattle before Russell Wilson?
Jim Zorn.
I'm waiting.
Jim Zorn.
He wasn't a franchise quarterback.
Yes, he was.
He was their franchise quarterback.
No, I'm
He
Jim
never
Zorn.
Made a Pro Bowl. He wasn't a – he was all right. He was okay. He was – they've never had a franchise quarterback, like a star. It takes that long. It's that hard. They could go the next 30 years. Rob, look at so many teams that have not been able to find that guy. You got him. And again, I'm not totally with your philosophy of if a guy doesn't want to be there, because I would try to work it out. But unless he tells me.
If Rob G wants to go to another show, you know what I'm saying? Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
He has not told them, I want to be traded. He's a grown man. He's a strong man. He went out publicly and said, talked about his frustrations. I feel if he really wanted out, he could go to him and say so.
A lot of guys can't do that. They beat around the bush. It's passive aggressive. They're acting one way. Just say it up front. You don't need to do all that. In that first meeting, he could say, after they pushed him or shunned him or whatever he wants to say, Chris, he could say, thanks, everybody, for the meetings or whatever. I'm not feeling this. I need to be traded. Let's move on. I don't want to play here anymore. You don't have to go on
but
Dan Patrick.
You don't have to rip 60?
The offensive line. Yes.
Why? I mean, he might be frustrated, but not one out. I mean, seriously, like that's my point. Grown men can sit down and talk things out. And then if it doesn't work out, fine. We can move on. But I'm not trading Russell Wilson because he's frustrated. Maybe I can fix the things that are making him frustrated. Maybe I can improve my defense. I can improve my offensive line. I can get more innovative in the play calling. I think what Seattle has to fight, Rob, is complacency. Because this is a franchise that, let's just face it, hasn't had consistent success before Russell Wilson. They've had their moments here and there. But now, since he's been there, consistent success. Two trips to the Super Bowl. One Super Bowl championship. It's in the playoffs essentially every year. The
Russell Wilson
is
still
Gaga.
Waiting on an MVP vote, which he's never
Fine.
Gotten. I'm
Fine.
Just saying.
I mean, I'm not worried about MVPs. I'm worried about Super Bowls. I think that Seattle is content. I think Russ feels like they're content being relevant. They're content because the 12th man is hyped up.
Nah, there's no 12th man for the last two seasons.
I want Super Bowls.
I want a quarterback who doesn't give up a Super Bowl at the 1 yard line. How about that?
Fine. I mean, he made a mistake. So fire the coach too. I mean, the coach called
the play. I would have fired him. Yep.
So
him and the offensive coordinator.
I'm not getting rid of so many teams in this league are looking for a quarterback. I mean, obviously, they're all calling. They're looking for Russell. If Seattle trades Russell Wilson, they will rue the day. Rue the day, Rob Parker.
Rue McClanahan the day? What are you talking about? Rue the day. What
they'll
do you mean?
Rue the day. Look, I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
It means they'll regret it.
They'll regret it. Is that what it is? Is that
yeah, I'm
rue?
Google
is
that, that now to make sure.
Google
but
that. What does
I
rue
meant.
Mean? Is that in, is that in Persian? What
rue
is that?
Rue the day. I'm Googling it. Rue the day meaning, verb, to feel sorrow over, to repent of, to regret bitterly. Broussard was right. I used it in the proper context. Yes. But Rob, I'm serious. Like, I hear you. And I'm not saying Russ has done everything the right way. What I'm saying is grown men don't need to part ways because somebody's frustrated, because somebody's disappointed, heck, because somebody's upset. Now, let's sit down, talk it out, man to man, face to face, and if we can't come to an agreement, then maybe we can part ways.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that, but I would be like, if you can't come in and have a conversation and figure and say what's on your mind, let's just talk it out. And instead, you want to go and blast your teammates and rip the organization on in public. It's just not a good look. I'm going to tell you, I don't appreciate it. We've done nothing but we've won championships here. We won a championship. We went to two. We put together an unbelievable defense that was big time in the NFL. You've made a lot of money. We've paid you top dollar. All you owe us is a conversation in private, and then we could see if we could work it out. But that's not what happened here. And I'm just saying, Chris, you know, I know everybody thinks everybody's unreplaceable and, oh, my God, what would you do without this guy or that guy? It happens all the time. You know, that's what they thought when Joe Montana went to Kansas City. You know what?
They didn't think that. They knew they had Steve Young.
They won another Super Bowl.
They knew they had Steve Young. They won two Super Bowls. They don't have a backup for Russell Wilson like Steve Young. That doesn't mean that they can't.
No, but there's a lot of teams that have gone the other way. You don't always know for sure, Chris, you're going to win, even with a backup, even with Steve Young. You don't know
for sure, but you knew Steve Young's talent. You knew he was going to be a very good starting quarterback.
I agree, but Joe Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. You can move on. Any player can be traded, released. Cut. Watch. Wayne Gretzky was traded. Babe Ruth was sold.
Boston 86 years to come back from the Babe Ruth trade.
But they won, though.
I mean, watch how long it takes New England to replace Tom Brady. I'm just saying, like I said, Seattle has had one franchise quarterback, like star quarterback, since they became a franchise in 1976. And that's
only been around for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. Some teams have been around for
half a century.
The 40s.
All right. I'm just saying, Robin, look, you brought up the aberration, San Francisco. Yeah, they did it, but very few others have. So I'm saying I would not be trading my man Russ. All right. We're going to move on and get ready. Trash Talking Tuesday. Start getting your takes ready. You'll be able to call in about 20 minutes and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. We got the inside scoop on everything that went down today with Tiger Woods, and it's coming your way next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. We are joined by TMZ Sports senior producer Mike Babcock to tell us all about the Tiger Woods car accident. Mike, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Chris, Rob, thank you for having me, fellas. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Great to have you on. And now, look, this accident took place around the Rolling Hills Estates and Rancho Palos Verdes, where it's very curvy and there's a steep incline or decline. Like, tell us about this. How dangerous is the area for drivers that Tiger Woods was in?
It's a very dangerous area. And I'll tell you guys, if you talk to the people who live in that area, they will tell you about the just the sheer number of accidents, of car accidents that have happened in that area, essentially in the same spot as where Tiger crashed. And you're talking about bad accidents, fatal accidents. So that area has really been a trouble area over the years. It's in many places, it's downhill, it's curvy, and you can just imagine if you're someone like Tiger Woods who isn't intimately familiar with the area where, you get going a little bit faster and you could get yourself in a bad situation.
Now it's reported basically that Tiger was speeding because he was running late. He was supposed to meet Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. Is that what most people are reporting or is out there?
Look, here's what we know, and everyone's trying to figure out, you know, what happened. The accident happened around 7:12 a.m. So while early, the sun was out. We know out here in L.A., it was a sunny day today. It was clear. So it doesn't appear that weather would be a factor. You wonder, could any substances have led to this happening? Well, the police have said that it doesn't appear that alcohol or any other, illicit drugs or anything like that was at play here.
Now let me ask you this real quick. I'm just interrupting because you brought up the drug thing or the alcohol. Do you know if at a crash site, obviously they're taking him to the hospital, they got to wedge him out of the car. I mean, do they ask him to blow right then and there? Or how do they do you know what I mean? Like, you're about to go to the hospital.
Right. Look, not in this situation because he was in such rough shape.
Right.
Look, he was lucid. It wasn't life or death in that moment. But, you know, he was bad. You're talking about two broken legs, some really serious injuries here. So, no, they didn't have him blow on the scene. But obviously, once they get Tiger off to the hospital, make sure he gets his medical needs taken care of first. You know, they investigate the car. You know, is there alcohol? Are there open bottles, the cans in the car?
And maybe what he smells like.
They said they were smelling.
Right. Nothing. And they have said, they have told us, and then the sheriff went on television and said this. He said, no signs of alcohol. In fact, we've actually been told that they don't suspect that any substance had anything to do with this, so much so that they didn't even have any cause, at least not as of a few hours ago, to take Tiger Woods' blood in the hospital. So that really shows you, you know, the police's thinking on this. And from my experience and from people I've talked to, it doesn't appear that they believe that alcohol or drugs had anything to do with this. So then you wonder, guys, okay, why did he crash? So I suppose it could have just been bad luck. They are going to investigate whether speed may have been at play here. The police have told us that, again, we know, dangerous area. People go fast in that area. It can be a fun road to drive on, and maybe your speed gets up there. What I can say is we talked to somebody that was staying at the same hotel as Tiger, and they just happened to have been shooting the television show Grown-ish where Tiger was staying at that hotel. The director of Grown-ish, when he got to work at about 7 a.m., came in and told his staff that while he was pulling into the parking lot, that he was almost hit by Tiger Woods, who was himself speeding out of the parking lot. Then, obviously, you know, he was shaken up enough that he told his
right. It was that bad, right? That you would tell somebody, right? Right.
And this is before the accident. So obviously, then it becomes news. About 30 minutes later, when Tiger gets in this really bad wreck, but before Tiger even crashed, he was telling his people that, hey, Tiger Woods almost just hit me with his car. So, look, that doesn't mean that Tiger was speeding. I think it merely is it's an anecdotal story, and it might paint a little bit of a picture of Tiger being in a rush to get where he was going.
Yeah, it seems like, putting two and two together, that he was going to film for his, golf television series.
Yep.
Where, he golfs with celebrities, and
right.
That's where Herbert and Drew Brees come in, and maybe he was running late. It was at 8 a.m.,
right.
But, yeah, he was wearing his seatbelt, maybe thankfully. I mean, has anybody said anything about whether or not that may have saved his life?
Yeah, that's what the police have said, flat out, guys. They said that they believe that this wearing the seatbelt and the airbag deploying saved his life. Because they said it themselves. They said, we've seen you know, crashes that are that look far less severe than this one end up being fatal. And the fact that not just broken leg, because these are really serious injuries, but the fact that Tiger Woods is going to walk away from this ultimately with his life, I think it's a scary situation. I know we all want to see Tiger out there golfing and winning tournaments, and you know, the sport's just better when he's involved. And I don't know at 47 if with the back injuries and the knee injuries and now dealing with this, if he ever comes back and plays competitively again. But I think the bottom line has got to be that we probably came close to losing Tiger Woods today, one of the most iconic athletes of our generation.
And we might have lost him on the golf course, like never to see him, you know what I mean? Do what he did. And
it's hard for me to imagine him coming back from this, Rob. It really is.
Because with the leg fracture, they're saying it included a compound fracture and a shattered ankle. Yeah. You know, like that's a lot.
Right. And then add in the other things that he was already dealing with from a physical standpoint at his age. It's tough for me to imagine seeing him back out there. And that, you know, that sucks. It sucks. I want to see Tiger out there, but I think it could have been far worse.
Right. To your point, look, if he's able to, you know, resume a life, quote unquote, normal life with his health, then golf obviously is secondary. Mike, we thank you for your time,
yes,
man. Great insight, Mike. TMZ
Anytime,
Sports
guys.
Senior Producer.
Me.
Yes,
yep.
Thank you very much. Keep up
Appreciate
the great
it.
Work. All right, we have a special guest, and you will understand what I mean when I introduce him momentarily. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Start calling in now, 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in about 15 minutes. So start calling in now. But for the time being, we have a special guest. And you guys always hear our man, David Gascon, the Gas Man, we call him on the updates. Well, we are honored to have his father, former LAPD police chief David Gascon, joining us on the Odd Couple. David, welcome.
Mr. Gascon, what's happening?
How are you guys doing?
We are great. Great to have you on.
Let me clarify something. So I don't want Bernard Parks to get angry with me. I was his chief of staff and his assistant chief of police.
Okay.
Yes, that needs to be clarified. We appreciate that.
You bet.
And look, we love your son. Great job raising him. We always fool around with him on our show. So
and
we
Chris owes him a steak dinner. So if your son loses a couple pounds, that means Chris hasn't paid up yet.
I'm about to send him a gift card from Sizzler, so that'll be in the mail any day.
I think he's more a Ruth's Chris.
Yes, sir.
I think everybody is.
Everybody's a Ruth's Chris fan, no doubt.
Right. But we thank you for joining us, though, to talk about this situation with Tiger Woods. And we were just on with TMZ, with one of their producers, and we were talking about the accident, where the accident was at, the Rolling Hills Estates in Rancho Palos Verdes. And it seems like from all the reports that's really a dangerous area, a lot of curves, a lot of hills. And according to the guy from TMZ, a lot of the neighbors, the people that live in that area, talk about how it's commonplace for there to be accidents with drivers. Do you feel like, I hope I'm not out overstepping my bounds. Does something need to be done, though, with that area if it's that dangerous?
Well, let's back up a little bit. Since I live in that area,
okay,
know the area well and have driven those streets forever. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. But so it's like any other situation, okay, that the basic speed law in California always applies. And that is, you can't drive faster than what is safe for the conditions, okay? Now, what gets people there is that when you start going downhill, you gather speed. And, you know, if a speed limit could be, let's say, 45 miles an hour, and you start going downhill at 45 miles an hour, there's very little that's going to slow you down. In fact, you're going to gain speed. So unless you're very mindful of speed and start hitting the brakes or maybe riding the brakes, tapping them, slow yourself down, then speed can get away from you. Now, there are some curves on the roadway, but there's nothing that I would classify as exceptionally testing. But if the faster you go, the more difficult it can be for you. Now, you also have to take other considerations into your mind as you're traversing this area, and that is, are there distractions? Are there vehicles? Are there animals? Are there cell phones? Are there other issues involved? So you've heard the sheriff's department address the fact that there didn't appear to be anything related to an altered state. And I take it they're talking about chemicals, alcohol, or drugs, et cetera, that gave them any kind of probable cause to believe that was part of the problem. But you also heard them allude to maybe the speed was an issue. Well, remember, no matter what the roadway, you can never drive the roadway faster than is reasonable and safe under the conditions. So those conditions will change if it's raining or if it's snowing, you know, those kinds of things.
Let me ask you this from your experience. They're ruling out, like you say, the altered state and drugs or alcohol, at least at this point. What is the percentage, though, of a single car crash where alcohol or drugs or something is you know, a part of that equation? Is it pretty high, or is it more common than not that people crash their cars, you know, without that? Because it just doesn't seem that often a single car crash.
Yeah.
There isn't something involved.
So, Rob, it's a way more complicated question.
Yes.
You would think we could just put that in and the data would kick out. But, you know, years and years ago when I was a young police officer, for example, we used to take traffic accident reports when there was damage to the vehicle. And then it got to the point, well, it had to be a significant amount of damage. Then it got to the point where it was damage with injuries. Essentially, you ended up having accidents that never got reported. And so the data is soft data, so you don't really know. Are there single vehicle accidents that happen all over the place? Yes, all the time. In fact, anytime you're parking a car and you hit a curb and damage your car, that's unintentional. That's essentially a collision that you'd call as an accident. But on a roadway, when you're moving at, shall we say, a speed of 35 to 65 miles an hour, there's going to be significant damage and there's going to be a likelihood of injury. Thank God in this situation here, he had everything going for him that today's technology and the requirements that we have for safe operations of vehicle, they were all in effect because he was belted in and he had a new vehicle that apparently had airbags all the way around, the maximum safety. Yeah. And looking at that vehicle, and I was a traffic lieutenant and I was also a traffic captain, it would be very easy for me to say that could have easily been a fatal traffic accident.
And we're joined by David Gascon and your assistant, former assistant police chief for the LAPD. Did I get that correct?
You got it.
Great. It said TMZ told us the accident was at like 7:12 and that people arrived on the scene at 7:18. So thankfully they got there quickly. How much of a factor was that, do you think, in saving Tiger's life? I mean, had they not been there, you know, maybe 20, you know, 15 minutes later, how big of a difference would that have been?
Well, we know that if you're in a remote area of the country, it takes forever to get an ambulance or a law enforcement officer, even when they're traveling with red lights and siren. Here, this area is a little bit distant from, let's say, Lomita Station. You've heard that they are the responsible station of the Sheriff's Department for this area. It depends on the number of vehicles that they have deployed. When I heard the deputy tell the story, he got the call, he responded, did all the right things. You know, there's a tendency that we want to immediately extract somebody, but listening to the deputy, did the right thing. He made an assessment of the situation. And from his perspective, it didn't appear to him that Tiger was going to bleed out. Now, compound fractures or the type of injury that seems like he had are very, very serious events. And there's a certain amount of shock that sets in, and those things impact your body. But it did not appear to him that there was distress in his breathing or that he had a critical, a bleeding incident that would cause his demise if there was not an extraction and immediate first aid. So he did what he needed to do to try to stabilize him and awaiting the paramedic response. And I can tell you we have some crackerjack paramedics all throughout Southern California. And to have them there and have them pull Tiger Woods from the vehicle, extract him, the one thing that's really critical is that they were handling him. They were handling his body, his legs. They were handling him perfectly. You see it on the football field all the time when you watch people run out with a neck injury and they're so careful with him. Well, it's the same thing at the scene of a major accident. The paramedics and whoever's there assisting them are doing everything they can not to make the situation worse and to try to stabilize the individual, and then they can transport from the scene.
Wow, that's great detail. We appreciate that. That's David Gascon, the former LAPD assistant police chief and dad of our man, David Gascon, the update anchor. Thanks a lot for joining us.
We can start calling David Junior. David Gascon.
Yeah, we will start calling him
Junior.
Anytime, gentlemen.
Yes, appreciate you.
I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Have a great night.
His dad has a good voice, too, as a buddy, runs in the family.
Better than the gas man.
Wow.
No, I'm just playing. All right, 877-99 on Fox. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. Your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Hit us up now. Your time to shine. Odd Couple Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle, folks, on your car insurance. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right. Let's kick it off. 877-99 on Fox. Leo in New York City. New York City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Wow.
Who you trashing?
Hello, guys. Chris, nice of you to join us today. I mean, last Monday was load management, and yesterday was what? Minute restriction? Like PG-13?
Wow. Dang. Wow. Yesterday was actually technical difficulties.
Chris kicked the plug out because he didn't want to do the show. Right.
Yeah. We heard that before. Anyways, I want to trash people who are like Chris Broussard in a way, who are actually clamoring for Carson Wentz to reunite with Frank Reich. Meanwhile, we don't have the same energy for Cam Newton. I mean, look at the two quarterbacks. Last year, they had what, comparable team, although Cam has more opt-out, but still had better record than Carson Wentz. But then we out here acting like, oh, when he moves to Indy, Carson Wentz is just going to revive his career. What has he done? Unlike Cam Newton, who actually won an MVP, wasn't projected to win, took his team to the Super Bowl, and also who actually put in better numbers than Carson Wentz. But yet again, we're out here acting like, oh, the move to Indy is going to be so great. Last year, Carson Wentz, what did he do? The only thing he's known to do last year was to lose his job to a rookie second-round quarterback who actually snatched it like Debo and let him pout it.
Wow.
Yes.
So, all right, Leo. All right. Thank you.
Leo.
Appreciate
Leo
it. Wow.
Hardcore, dropping biz on.
Leo ain't messing around. Right. Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Max?
I'm trashing the LeBron MVP Agenda 2021. I cannot do it no more. The NBA needs to mimic the NFL MVP decision in that sure old man Tom was the luster story, the easy story, but the right guy won it. Rodgers won it, as should Embiid, Jokic, Kawhi, Dame, Luka. All these guys score more points a game than LeBron. Two of these guys are leading their teams first in each conference. Jokic is leading the NBA in win shares. Embiid, NBA highest efficiency rating. Okay, so I'm done with the LeBron agenda. Okay, we're past it. We want to see the Clippers play the Nets, give the people what we want to see. Lastly, LeBron came up low in 33% shooting, the lowest of his year against the Heat. Without Davis, it's shown that Davis is the guy they need. Without him, I don't even know if LeBron and them are gonna make it to the finals. LeBron lastly said he's always been in the winning business. He's always been a winner. So it's time to click into that. Lakers, be worried, because last time we heard playoff mode activated, you guys Uh-oh. Didn't make the playoffs. So let's watch out. Appreciate y'all.
I remember that, Max.
You knew Max was going to be hating.
Max, great job, Max. Call back anytime.
Rob Jr. up in here.
That's all right. Nick in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Here's Chris Broussard Jr. Nick, what's up?
What's up, Broussard Brigade? Hey, I'm trashing the media narrative that LeBron plays too many minutes. So I'm looking at you, Rob, and I'm looking at Skip Bayless, and to the more logical Max Kellerman to a lesser degree. Look, LeBron's a player. He gets paid to play, and he plays for the Lakers, so he's paid to win, which is only done by playing games. But what this criticism proves more is haters will always find a way to criticize LeBron. So Rob and Skip were proven wrong about LeBron coming to L.A. for Hollywood, saying LeBron wants
to be Kevin Hart,
and for saying AD would be the third best player on the team because of how Bosh and Love turned out. And he was wrong. So now he wants to create a new agenda claiming LeBron cares more about stats than MVPs. If LeBron really cared that much about stats, he could have averaged a triple-double, guys. So take the L, Robin, Skip, and let LeBron do his thing.
Nick, once again, outstanding work.
Chris,
outstanding work.
Nick, I want you to know
why
this.
Why are you jumping in, Rob?
Because I want to say something.
Breaking the rules.
I want Nick to know that you better start using a different name, because when I see your name come up, I'm not going to.
No. Nick,
okay?
Nick is great.
I run
in
the
trash
phones.
Talk.
I run the phones, Nick.
Work,
I want you
man.
To know that.
What Perfect a, what that a, he came after Max
what
to clean
a
up that mess. Clean you know, up that mess that Max put out there. Good job, Nick.
Nick, I know there's got to be
Bruce
something else going
Brigade
on.
Bruce Arsene proud of you.
All right, Mace in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Jack Nicklaus.
No, he's going to trash, I think, the San Diego Chicken. What do you got, Mace?
This one's actually this decade, just like Chris requested. Deontay
Wilder.
Oh, this should be good.
The Bronze Bomber, but more appropriately, the Butthurt Bomber. The biggest crybaby in the history of boxing. An absolute disgrace. I'm embarrassed that I was once a fan, but ever since you lost to Tyson Fury exactly a year ago to this day, you have come up with one excuse after another. First you said your costume you wore into the ring was too heavy and affected your legs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but nobody put a gun to your head forcing you to wear that costume. Then you came up with the excuse of Tyson Fury putting extra padding in his gloves before the fight. And just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, you recently said your trainer, Mark Breland, a former Olympic gold medal boxer, had spiked your water you were drinking during the fight. That's pathetic. You should hang up your gloves for good. You are nothing but a one-trick pony who only had a straight right punch. You're not a true boxer. Mark Breland even said that you're uncoachable. Save yourself the embarrassment and don't have a rematch with Tyson Fury. You were exposed after you lost. Just like when Ronda Rousey lost for the first time. Maybe it's time for a career change. Do something more suitable to your strengths. With that being said, I think you missed your calling since you're not a true boxer. You should partner up with 90s exercise guru Billy Blanks and make an updated version of Tai Bo.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Yes, Mace. Good job. I think that might be the most recent trash talk Mace has ever done.
Did he really say that Mark Breland spiked his water?
Yeah. Like Deontay's getting out there. I wonder if he fights Fury again. I just wonder if his air of invincibility's been destroyed, you know? He won't be the same. All right, couple. See you tomorrow. Peace!